Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon, halfway through the week, and it's Mills on Radio 1. How are you? Lots of people enjoying the sunny weather today. I imagine there's some girls like on Bournemouth and Brighton Beach and stuff pouring water over themselves.
Out of baguettes.
Out of baguettes and jugs and stuff, and that'll all be in like the Daily Star tomorrow. Because that's what you do, isn't it, when it's a hot day?
Certainly is.
Get the jug out and ree! Can I just apologise to both of you for being in a bit of a fluster when I first saw you this afternoon?
Me and Becky were quite worried. We thought you were having some kind of panic attack.
I felt like I was having a panic attack.
Are you going to explain to everybody why you were in a fluster? This is brilliant.
I've just been on the really hot London Tube, and it was the hottest thing I've ever experienced in my life. And I was carrying a suit with me for tonight's National Lottery midweek draws, and the plastic that it's wrapped in was sticking to me, making me feel even worse. It was horrible. So that's why
You had a panic attack because you went on public transport.
That's not true. I do that all the time.
You don't.
It was just really hot today. So
you said you thought you'd try it.
Shut
up. I've been trying it all week, and actually, it's really good.
Really?
Yes.
You've been on public transport for the past 3 days.
You make me sound like such an idiot.
No, you've got yourself a little travel card, haven't you?
Yeah, I got myself an Oyster, it's all good.
He was so proud when he got that on Monday. He's like, look what I've got.
I'm really enjoying
it. I've had one of them for about 10 years.
Well, normally, of course, you see, I'd walk to Radio 1, but things have changed, so...
Why?
Just, I don't know.
You just get mobbed when you walk in it.
Really not. I know, I hope you're right this afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Rob from Moosold, near Dumfries.
Off of Scotland?
Yep.
How can I help you?
Are you joking, man? It's absolutely raining over here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What, how badly?
Pretty bad, actually. It's rained for 2 days straight.
Oh, right, so not everywhere's got sun. Okay, sorry about that. That's the trouble with mentioning the weather on Radio 1, because there's always going to be someone texting or ringing and going, well, actually, I think you'll find that it's raining and snowing here. So, sorry about that. No real need to pour any jugs of water over your boobies, then, is there?
Well, I could try, but there's no point in training this bad.
We'll just go out in the rain and get them out. It's fine. It's a lot easier. Yeah. Okay, I love you.
All right, love you too.
Apologies to all the people in Cumbria who've texted in. The Shepherd's family trying to enjoy a holiday in the Lake District, and it's weeing down there, and most of Northern Ireland, soz.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
A group of my mates had just come back from Brighton last week, and they had quite good weather, and they went in their little camper van, and they decided to venture onto the pier at Brighton. Now, here's my thing. In these days of amazing, you know, movies and special effects, with like when you get really scared by a horror film, yeah?
Yeah.
Is there really any point in the ghost train anymore? Probably the least scary thing that you could ever do.
You're about to start a campaign to put ghost trains out of business.
No.
Oh, I like ghost trains.
I like ghost trains.
Yeah, but they're not scary, are they?
Well, they are.
They are not.
I think
right,
they
my
are.
Mate said they push you through, then a few cobwebs go in your face and someone blows on your face at the end.
What?
It feels like someone blows on your face at the end and that's it. It's like, well
maybe it's just
I want my £2 back.
If somebody hides in the ghost train, pretending to be a like waxwork or something, but then actually moves and jumps out of you, that's scary.
I think it's the anticipation, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I got scared even backstage at the musical because there was all those black curtains and it reminded me of a ghost train and I kept thinking that someone was just going to jump out and... Like
well, so you thought backstage in the theatre we didn't have too much to worry about to plant somebody and you to go...
Yeah.
When they jumped out.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's that... I mean, I'm sure the Brighton Pier ghost train is brilliant, as are lots of others all around the UK. I just think that maybe... I don't know.
This
I think we expect more now,
right.
You know,
okay,
in terms of being scared, rather than someone have just like a couple of cobwebs fall on you and someone blow on your face at the end.
It was enough to make you get very scared on Most Haunted.
Yeah, I was going to say nothing ever happened in Most Haunted.
I remember going on a ghost train on Most Haunted.
Well, you didn't. You just sat in a darkened room without any cobwebs. It was enough for you to scream like a girl.
That's because there were
both of us, admittedly.
There were real bats in
there. There were no bats in there at all.
Oh, no, not on the first one.
Right.
On the second one I went to, there were bats.
Well, in the first one,
I went on with you.
We were just sat in a darkened room. There were no bats, no cobwebs, no scary noises.
Yeah, right. You were scared too.
I know, I admit it, but we screamed and screamed and screamed.
All right. What?
I was going to say, you even scared when I jumped out in a clown mask behind a sofa.
That is true.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. podcast.
Let's get some classifieds on. You know in this show that we love a bargain, so here they are on Becky's classifieds.
Speeded up or slowed down? Lady Gaga, not the classifieds.
Oh, she's fast today, I think.
Fast again?
Is she?
Yeah, she's fast again.
Yeah.
Do you think we should do slow today?
No.
I like it. I like the disco stick when it's, like, faster.
Do you?
Yeah, so let's do that in a minute. And now, Hugh Stevens from Radio 1 reading out some more hot bargains.
Japanese popping edamame keychain, free.
I love edamame. Does that make me posh?
Yeah, really posh. Basically, it's like a... It's just like a normal pea, but you can just, like, pop out the... You've had these chappers.
I don't think it makes me posh. I don't think...
It's like a green... I know them as the green things which you can pop the peas out of.
Yeah.
And it's really satisfying.
They are lush. You can get them in, like, most Japanese restaurants.
Yeah, but how many people live by a Japanese restaurant?
Well, quite a few now.
It's a pea.
Yeah, it's basically like a... But this is a pea keyring.
Oh, this is good.
This is amazing.
Do you love popping peas from their pods?
Yes.
Do you want to do it all the time?
Yes.
Even when you're not hungry?
Yes,
I do.
Good, because I really don't see the point in this, but you might. It's a pea-popping keyring, and it's got three peas, which you can just keep popping all day.
Oh, it's like when you do the thing with the...
Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap, same. I would love to pop peas all the time, even when I'm not hungry. Can we get this? Seriously, I would like this.
I think they're quite cheap.
Imagine how kind of pleasing it is just to be able to do that all the time.
Once you pop the pea...
I'm just showing Chap as a picture. Now you've seen it, you want one. It's on a bit of elastic, so it just pops back in.
Oh, right, okay.
What could be better? Apparently, it's highly addictive, too. Maybe I just don't get it. I'd love to give it away to a loving home so you can pop to your heart's content.
We need to get on that, Becky.
They can't be that expensive, can they? Well, that one's free, so I might just order it up.
Yeah, please. That's what I love about this feature. Sometimes you just find some stuff that's out there you want and it's free or very cheap.
Yeah. It must have gone by now, though, isn't it?
Maybe.
I would imagine demand for it is huge.
All real ads that we found on the internet. You can actually get this stuff. We don't make it up, like some people say. Next.
Looking for a man with a very expensive sports car.
Okay. Have you got a very expensive sports car?
No.
Do you know anyone that has?
No.
I don't.
Becky?
There's a man that turns up here sometimes in a very expensive sports car.
Who's that?
And he offers to take people for a ride, but he's never offered to take me for a ride.
Who?
He's got one of those James Bond ones. I think it's a DB something and then a number. Like a 9, maybe? That's a really posh car, isn't it?
Is it a Radio 1 DJ?
No!
What, so he just turns up outside Radio 1 and offers to take people for a spin?
Hi, Barbie, want to go for a ride? Like off a Barbie
girl.
How
amazing if Ken turned up and offered you a ride. And you could pretend to be Barbie for, like, just 20 minutes.
I don't know who you're talking about, and he's certainly never offered me a ride.
It's not been one of my lifetime dreams to be Barbie for 20 minutes, but, you know, if he turns up, then maybe I'll give it a go.
Anyway, we don't know anybody, but here we are anyway.
I'm looking for a man with a very expensive sports car, a classic muscle car, or a new muscle car. All you've got to do is sit in your car in the street in front of my house for 1 hour or less, talking to me.
Right, do you think this person is trying to make somebody else jealous?
Yeah, this sounds like a very dangerous game.
The time will be between approximately 8:25 a.m. and 9:25 a.m. I want a guy I like to see me. He is not my husband or ex-husband. He is not my boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. He's just a guy that I know. You must be a non-smoker. I will be standing in the street. Please enclose a photograph of your vehicle.
Right, no, this is...
At least she's honest, though. She blatantly just says, I just want to have you there to make this person jealous.
It sounds very weird. Also, I love the way he reads it. He puts so much... He makes it so sinister.
No, I like it. We don't know anyone with a sports car. If you do, then maybe you want to reply to that ad. Next.
Sauce gun.
Is this like the one we've got upstairs?
Yeah, so I thought I'd put this one in. Well, no, basically, I found this ad, and then Matt Fincham, who works on the Chris Moyles show, goes, you don't need that classified, you don't need that classified, I've got one. And he'd put it on the throw-out table, and it was there.
Got this as a gift, never even bothered to fill it, as I'm happy with the bottle it comes in. It's yours if you want it. Come and get it.
I've actually bought the one from upstairs down here.
Right.
Look at that, it's like a gun.
What does it... Yeah.
Like a toy gun, yeah. But what you do is you load it up with whatever your... favourite sauces, whether it be, I don't know, maybe it's brown sauce, red sauce, barbecue sauce.
What, and then... And then,
there's no sauce in it now.
I don't trust you. What are you doing?
Right, do you trust me?
No.
Do you trust me?
No.
Right, if we were doing one of those team building exercises...
I can't believe how much you jumped.
I had visions of him firing mayonnaise all over me.
If we were doing a team building exercise and you had to trust me to catch you, would you do it?
No.
No.
Why?
No,
because I can't catch.
Because you can't catch, mainly.
Okay, I promise you.
No, don't.
I promise you. There
you're
is no
squirt me.
Mayonnaise.
I don't trust
there, is,
you.
There is no sauce in this gun.
So why are you pointing at me?
Oh, yeah, you see? No. Oh. There's nothing. It's empty. God, you really don't trust me.
What
at
is
all.
The point in it, though?
What do you mean?
Well, why don't you just pour it from the bottle?
No, because it's more fun. It makes mealtimes
fun. That was
laugh a minute.
Yeah. Makes mealtimes fun.
Okay.
Because people have that reaction that you just had right there. Anyway, yeah, get one if you want.
I was pouring tomato sauce over my gran's hair.
Why?
Well, I didn't think it was going
to
come out the bottle, and it did. She was she was fuming.
How long ago was that? About 6 months?
Yeah.
Well, so you're like, and thinking that normally
thinking
like, it doesn't
that, yeah,
come out.
Yeah, nothing comes out, and a huge dollop went all over her.
Brilliant. Next.
1,325 chef hats. Because of this terrible economy, I'm having to shut down my business. I've got over 1,300 chef hats that I really need to get rid of. The hats came from China and are a little too small for most adult heads and are also irritating to the skin. So you'd need to have long hair or wear a smaller hat underneath. Dogs do not like to wear these chef hats, but maybe a large cat or maybe a nice dog would wear one. My dogs will not, but they're not very nice and always hate being dressed up for Halloween. I will lock the dogs up when you come and get all of these chef hats. I paid 10 times what I'm asking for when I bought these hats. I still think there is a market for them, maybe when the economy turns around. Act now. Don't miss this great deal. I've got 1,325 in total. I counted them this morning. Three of them have got dog bites, and one of them is burned to a crisp. But you can take that one or leave it. Bring 2 to 3 strong friends.
Wow, that's a lot of chef hats.
That's probably my favourite classified ever.
Yeah, me too.
And of course a dog doesn't want to wear a chef's hat.
Why did they feel that they needed to mention that the dogs don't like wearing them?
Why would you put a chef hat on a dog?
I don't know. Actually, that would be quite funny.
It would not.
It would, though. Think about it. Think about now a dog in a chef hat. That's
no.
quite funny.
It's because they're too small to fit on human heads.
Yeah. That's so if you're a chef or you know lots of chefs with really small heads...
And lots of hair.
Then do get in touch. That is a good classified. Thank you, Becky. Got some more later?
I miss connections later.
Oh, people looking for love. You might have been spotted.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that? Hi, Tash. You right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Where are you today?
In Bournemouth.
Is it sunny?
It's lovely and sunny.
In it, though. How can I help?
I just wanted to say that I've been on Brighton's here and on the ghost chain, and it's so scary.
Oh, it is scary, you're saying?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I had to be dragged on. It's dark and horrible.
But did actually anything happen?
Probably not. I couldn't see.
Could you feel cobwebs?
Yes.
Did someone blow on your face at the end?
Yes, it
you
was
see?
Horrible.
That's not scary.
It is. It's so scary.
Oh, okay.
Did I you tell have... you what, next time I'm up, I'll take you on it and I'll see if you like it.
Hi.
Hi.
That's my sister.
Hi, sister. What's her name?
Hi.
Okay, good. Her name's hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, maybe hi. Okay, good. Well, next time you can take me on the ghost train and we'll see what happens. Someone blowing on my face, not scary for me.
It is. It's so scary. 100%.
Okay. My mates didn't think so, but I'll take your word for it. All right.
Okay.
Love you.
Podcast.
So what is it then that you two have discovered? Because I've been on the edge of my seat for the past two tracks.
Right. This is something we found.
Heck of a tease.
Something we found on the internet, which is from America.
Right.
And it's just ridiculous. Right, apparently just stroking your cat isn't good enough anymore. Now they want massages. Listen to this.
Petting is just randomly petting. Most people will go mid-back. If we understood fluent meow, our cats would tell us that petting is passé, because your cat wants a massage. No oils or lotions are needed. Cat massage even helps some cats tolerate a bath.
Right, okay, so they don't want a pat anymore. They want an actual massage. Now, I'm not being funny. Who is my cat to tell me that stroking it is so last season? And
so
now it's,
passé.
Yeah, now it's all about, I want a deep Indian head massage. No,
I love them.
If you could
I
stop stroking me, I'd rather have some hot stone therapy, if that's okay. Here's how you do it.
If you're right-handed, use your right hand. Left-handers use left. Or if you're right-handed, try using your left and vice versa. Good for you.
Why did she say
that?
That's
probably the most pointless link I've ever heard.
Why did she say that? So if you're right-handed, you use your right hand. If you're left-handed, you use your left hand. But you can swap around.
Well, thanks for that. Well,
thanks
just
very
wasted
much.
Wasted 10 seconds of my life that I'll never get back.
Really good. Now, is your cat a talker?
Is your cat a talker?
Yes, I know, I just
probably
said that.
Probably talks more sense than you, love.
Yeah.
Now, who's got a talking cat?
I've yet to find someone with a talking cat.
Do you know what I think about cats?
Mm.
Is that they can talk, they just can't
yeah,
be bothered.
Can't be bothered.
Because they quite like all the attention they get if yeah. they just meow.
They probably could if they wanted to, but they just can't be asked.
Of course they can talk.
Is your cat a talker?
No.
If so, Cat Massage will bring out his best mega meow moments. We call it power purring.
Power purring.
Wasn't that powerful, was it?
And also, does your cat drool? Slobber all over you?
Drooling. It's a cat who's so wrapped up in enjoying a massage that she forgets to swallow, and then she drools. Silly as this may sound, this is a very expressive and unconscious form of approval. Remember, you can't fool drool.
What is she going about?
Remember, you can't fool drool.
You see, that will put me off massaging my cat because I won't want my cat spittle everywhere.
Weird cat woman.
The front of your cat is a veritable treasure chest of fun. These are the prominent chest muscles seen on proud bodybuilders. This is a really groovy move. Belly Rama. Right out to the chinny chin chin.
She's got woman. A body. She's got a bodybuilding cat.
She's got a cat with abs.
What's it going to want next? An ab cruncher and a medicine ball? Massage isn't enough. Get me a gym.
Belly Rama.
Love that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello, Scott. You're right.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Ricky. I found out yesterday about the love bite.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
I'm good. If you weren't listening after six last night, thanks for calling us back with an update. This is Ricky, who called up yesterday. He had a job interview earlier this morning, didn't you?
Yeah.
But sadly, last night when we spoke to him, was trying to get rid of a huge, mahoosive love bite given to him by one of his friends.
So are you phoning up to say thank you for the advice that you got and how it worked beautifully?
Not quite,
okay. Well, we told you to do one of three things. One was toothpaste. Number two was tomato ketchup. Number three was get the same person that gave you in the first place to suck it out, because that does work. And which one did you go for?
Well, I did go for the toothpaste one in the end.
Right. Oh, okay.
And it did absolutely nothing other than make me smell like mint for a couple of hours.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was nice, but it didn't really help.
So you were quite minty fresh in the interview?
Well, no, I did have a shower this morning before I went in.
Okay.
And you went in with a massive bite on your neck?
Yeah.
How did you manage to cover it up?
Well, I was sort of sitting sideways against the table, so I just sort of put my elbow on the table and covered my neck with my hand for most of it.
So basically, you look like you were slumping all the way through your interview.
Yeah, and the half-hour interview, that probably didn't look great.
Or you look bored, if you have your hand like that.
Yeah, I don't know what would have been worse, a giant love bite or the way I actually looked.
Do you think they spotted it? Were they looking at your neck at all?
Well, you never know what they're looking for in an interview, do you?
Not normally that.
Normally it's just like skills, qualifications, you know, general kind of how you are with people.
I don't know whether love bite was top of their agenda.
Not
but
bodily bruises.
No. And has your friend been round since to try the other method?
Well, they did come round last night, actually, and simply because they forgot their toothbrush. So they come to pick that up, and I suggested it, but then we both decided it probably wasn't a great idea.
Mm. Right, good. Well, look, here's the thing, okay? Ricky, do I sound like the kind of person that has never had a love bite?
No, I'd imagine you've had quite a few.
Right, so, what did I say? My advice was, which one?
Tomato ketchup.
Tomato ketchup, that's right. And what did you do? Chose to ignore me.
Yeah.
And if you had done that last night, you wouldn't have looked like you'd been slumping in that interview, and you'd probably got the job.
Yeah,
so next time, are you going to listen and pay attention to Uncle Scott?
Yeah, I think I will.
I'm just saying, you know, like, I hand out this advice. If you don't choose to take it, you know,
on your own neck, be it.
How do you think it went, seriously, though?
No, I think it went really well, hopefully. I should find out on Friday. So.
Oh, please let me know.
Yeah, I will, definitely.
Okay, I quite like this little long-running saga. Love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now it's time for our daily guessing game quiz. Play along at home or on the way home.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ready, Chops?
I'm ready.
Ready, Beckelar?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know Phil from Ilkeston?
What, the Phil from Ilkeston?
Yeah, one of our listeners.
Yeah.
Emails in quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, a regular.
Sent me an email. Works in an office, Phil does, and answers the phone, like a lot of people do, with, "Hello, Phil speaking." And every now and again, he gets some smart aleck who replies, "Hello, Phil speaking," as if it's his surname.
Oh, I see.
Annoying. Yeah. Now, these people think they're clever and really funny.
But they're not, are they, Scott?
No. It's quite kind of uncle-like,
isn't it?
Hello, Scott speaking. Oh, hello, Scott speaking. Now, this happened to Phil again today with somebody from the older generation. He phoned them, a colleague, and said, "Hi, it's Phil here." And they said, "Hi, Phil here." Now, Phil thinks we should put this to the test on Oh, What's Occurring, because it is annoying. So I have. Today, I phoned five of my friends and went, "Hello, Scott speaking." Out of five, how many would be really annoying and say, "Hello, Scott speaking, back"? Becky.
Which friends did you ring? Are you not allowed to say?
Assortment of friends.
Did you phone your flatmate?
No.
Oh, right, okay. Because that would have been a definite one.
Yeah.
Have you phoned any old Blur DJs? Because they tend to do it, don't they? Thinking they're funny.
I don't know any old Blur DJs.
Okay.
No, that's right. Have you phoned Pippa?
In the office?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I have phoned Gemma, though. That's a clue. In the office?
No, she won't have done it.
Okay.
One.
Oh, I was going to say one.
Chappers.
Two.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's friend number one.
Hello?
Hello, it's Scott speaking.
Hi, Scott speaking.
Rubbish.
So there's one.
What, you just hung up?
Yeah, that's all I needed.
And you even went to rubbish.
That's one. Good friend, whoever that was?
Yeah, quite a good friend.
Okay.
I just didn't need to speak anymore. I got what I needed. Friend two.
Hello?
Hello, it's Scott speaking.
Hi, Scott speaking.
Oh, God.
A lot of people do it, don't they?
It's just your friends.
He's got that sort of cheesy voice which does those jokes all the time.
Next.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott speaking.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Bye.
You can't.
I think this is a lot about your friendship, Scott.
Next.
Robert speaking.
Oh, hi, Robert speaking. Scott speaking.
Hello, how are you?
No.
But you did it then. Because he did one. He said Robert speaking.
Yeah, but he didn't say it back, so that doesn't count.
But you did the joke, though, embarrassingly.
I did. It's a double whammy there. Last one.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott speaking.
Hi.
Oh. I was expecting you to say, "Hi, Scott speaking," back. But you didn't.
Hi, Scott speaking. What?
you know, like when people phone up and go, "Hi, it's Gemma speaking," and then some annoying people go, "Oh, hi, Gemma speaking."
Hi. So you have to do that on my work phone, and then I would have done that.
Does she only crack gags on her work phone?
Yeah.
Is that the thing with Gemma?
I love her.
Yeah, she's only funny on her work phone. Two chappers get in.
Yay!
What's occurring?
You know you two?
Yes.
They were in earlier today with Edith.
You didn't try this on them, did you?
No. Edith
Hello, Bono speaking.
Hello,
Bono and the Edge were in for a bit of lunch with Edith. You can listen again online. They had a lovely chicken salad, if you care. The other two members of U2 weren't there, though. You know the other two.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Brian and Peter.
Exactly. That must be so annoying for them, because everyone knows Bono and the Edge. Not so much the other two.
Brian and Peter.
It's not just us, though. We went to Stupid Street earlier. Spoke to 10 people.
Oh, God.
How many people knew the other two members of U2 that aren't Bono or the Edge?
How many people do you talk to?
10. How many people knew the other two members?
Two.
Becky?
Four.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's us on Sheba Street, seeing if anyone knows who the other two in U2 are.
Can I get you to name all the members of U2?
No.
Do you know any of them?
Bono.
Can you name me all the members of U2?
Bono?
Yeah.
That's it. How many members are there?
Can you name all the members of U2?
Bono, The Edge, Larry and Adam, is it?
Whoa. Can you name me all the members of U2?
The Edge. Don't know.
Can you name all the members of U2?
You two, Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton and Larry Mullen.
He was Irish. Yeah.
Can you name all four members of U2?
Bono. That's the only one I know. Do you know anyone?
Can I ask you, can you name all members of U2?
She can, for sure.
What, the real names or the... Yeah. Well, Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, Larry Mullen Jr.
Can I get you to name all the members of U2, please?
Bono, The Edge, Barry, Blondon... No, I don't know the other.
Can you name me all the members of U2?
I know that there's Bono, and that's pretty much it. I don't know any of the rest of them.
Hi, can you name me all the members of U2?
No.
That was short and sweet, the last one, wasn't it?
No. Three people could name them. So what do I do now?
What did Becky say?
Four.
Give us both a point.
Both a point. Chappers is still in the lead.
Oh! What's occurring?
Is that right, giving you both a point?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't make any difference if you gave us both a point or neither of us a point, would it?
No. Oh, yeah. You know...
Bless me, he's got a lot of buttons to press.
I know he has. I really think you should probably start the cat massaging business sooner rather than later.
Won't be long now. You know, in the Night Garden.
Yes, I know, in the Night Garden.
Am I too old to be watching that?
Probably, yeah.
It's on CBeebies.
Yeah. It's mainly the under fours that like it.
Oh, okay. Mm. Do your kids like it?
Yeah, I tend to see it most days.
It's quite, for a grown up, it's quite kind of wild.
Confusing.
It's out there, isn't it?
Actually, very confusing.
Now, we've talked about this before. We had an Oh What's Occurring before where.
How many times did the Tommy Boo trousers fall?
Yeah,
down?
They had all. Tommy Boo's had all these problems with their trousers, kept falling
all
down
the time.
When they met in the Ninky Nonk.
Yeah.
Now, my new favourite character on In the Night Garden is Macca Packa.
All right.
Do you know that?
He isn't a new character, he's been in it from the start, but you've only just discovered him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Macca Packa, yeah. He's very big on cleaning.
Got his own theme tune as well.
Macca Packa, Acca Wacca, Mika Macca Moo. Macca Packa, Appa Yakka, Ika Acca Oo. Hum Dum, Agga Pang, Ing Ang Oo.
Arguably the best show on CBeebies.
Yeah.
You so had to stop yourself from singing along them.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's one girl in it, and all she does is talk about herself in the third person. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that'll be Upsy Daisy, then.
Yes, it is.
She also has an inflatable skirt.
Yes. Mm. Why does... Upsy Daisy talks about herself in the third person all the time.
She thinks she's a Premier League footballer.
Yeah. Here's my question to you. In one episode of In the Night Garden, how many times did Oopsie Daisy say her own flipping name?
12.
Becky.
Becky.
15.
Let's find out, shall we?
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Oopsie Daisy off of In the Night Garden talking about herself again.
Again?
That's a skirt.
I think she talks herself about herself more than the Hoff. Not sure we need to hear all of them, but there are 46.
Right, there's more, isn't there, than,
yeah, there is
than either of us said.
Yeah.
Right.
Which means it's a draw. We're on today's Oh, What's Occurring? Two each.
I should have got that right, really.
Mm. Yeah, you should. Mm. Also, can I ask, what is she? I'm a new kind of viewer.
Yeah.
I'm an occasional viewer.
You kind of dip in and out.
I do, yeah. Mm. And I miss loads of episodes, but I find it's quite easy to catch up what you missed out. What's she doing here, please? What is that, please?
You're not
telling me that's her skirt again.
I think that might be, yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I think she's having problems getting on the ninky-nonk.
Look how much that makes Becky laugh, look. I'll play it again.
Stop it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Okay, now it's time for some more of Becky's Classifieds. Hugh Stevens from Radio 1 is reading them out this week. Now, what's this first one?
This is a misconnection.
Okay, so this is someone that spotted someone else and wonders if they fancy hooking up.
House of Fraser out shopping with Mumsy, I think.
Oh, that's never a good look, is it?
You're beautiful. Every time I see you in town, you look completely stunning. Today was no different.
Okay.
You were in House of Fraser, or HOF, if you're really cool, around lunchtime. You didn't have any bags in your hands, which meant your bank obviously refused your card on every till point because you shopped too much. But as you're a girl, that's okay.
Oh, what a smoothie.
I was going to say, he's not exactly Mr. Smooth, is he here?
Really not helping himself at all.
We don't know each other, yet we've been under the same roof many times before, over the past few years, and never chatted. Was it you?
Oh, God, why would you reply to that ever?
Don't reply at all.
Don't reply.
Shops with his mum and calls it HOF. Okay, bye. Next.
Granny for sale.
Oh, this is something they're selling, is it?
Mm-hmm.
A granny?
Yeah.
64-year-old friendly lady. Comes with free chair. She does like watching the 5 movies after Home and Away every day.
Okay.
This is
kind of Becky's thing, though, isn't it? Doesn't she?
Yeah, I really want a granny.
Oh, you do, don't you? We discussed this before.
I think it might be quite cool to just have her come round.
Are yours off of Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
My gran used to love Home and Away.
She?
Yeah, for like years after I stopped watching it.
Oh. She wants a new granny.
So this one can just come round and sit on my sofa.
And watch Home and Away.
Mm.
You'll be out. It'll be fine.
No, with me.
Well, no, this is Home and Away's on when you work, and so is the movie.
Oh,
on 5.
Rubbish.
So you'll never be there.
So you just invite her round to an empty flat to sit on her own.
That's no good for her either.
She'll have to get different TV habits.
Genuine reasons for this. I want to take over her house and party. She decorated it really well, and I want it. She is known to give away the occasional hard-boiled sweet. I am open to offers.
Right, if you change her TV habits and get her more into... What do you watch? BBC Four and stuff, isn't it?
The One Show and stuff.
Yeah, then you'll be fine.
How do you watch The One Show?
Set it to record.
Right, OK.
You record The One Show?
Yeah, it's really good.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's not the kind of show you record, though, is it?
Well,
it is. Don't they just do, like, features on kind of badgers and cooking and stuff?
Mm.
But do you record it?
Yeah.
Do you?
What? It's on the series link.
No, it's not!
The One Show is on the series link. Do me a favour.
It's really relaxing. Like, you get home from work and you just, like, you want something kind of on that you don't really have to pay attention to, but that you want to watch if there's something interesting.
Hey,
so.
Chappers, I'm going to start series linking this morning so I can watch it when I get back.
I bet some people do that as well.
You're at home when this morning's on.
I'm very busy.
Don't pretend you're at work at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I might just watch it. Okay. If you can change that granny's TV habits, I think you're on there, Madonna.
Mm.
Next.
Girl last seen at Turkish kebab place in Liverpool.
Oh, now this is another misconnection. Somebody who's looking for love. And I think there's nowhere classier to meet a prospective romance than in a kebab shop. What do you think?
Hi, I am looking for a girl I saw about 3 weeks ago wearing jeans and a bright blue top.
Mm-hmm.
Daily, she will go into the Turkish kebab place and order doner and chips. Her fave sauce is garlic mayo and likes to eat it with her fave pal, Kieran.
Oh, now, I love a girl that loves a kebab.
Every day?
And she has garlic mayo every day? You aren't going to be wanting to put your tongue... Anyhow, are you? It's not going to be the greatest snog in the world, that, is it?
Every day.
I bet some people do.
That's not healthy, I don't think.
No, it probably isn't, but if I could get away with it weight-wise, I think I probably would.
Would you? What, a garlic mayo?
You wouldn't waste it on a kebab. You'd have, like, something else, like a burger or...
Yeah.
You'd go to that chicken restaurant you love.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Think of all the loyalty points you'd get if you had that every day.
I'm nearly up to a free chicken on my card, by the way. Free half.
Amazing.
I know.
Free half a chicken.
Yeah. When they stamp it, it feels so good.
How many meals have you had to have had to get close to a half a free chicken?
Not that many, but I'm on my second loyalty card now.
You took the mick out of me recording the one show, and you've just said that when they stamp your loyalty card, it feels so good.
It feels good, it does.
As we're getting all the embarrassing stuff, I almost got off with a girl outside a kebab shop.
Did you?
Oh.
I only met her, I know.
That's worse than the chip story.
It's not worse than the one show thing, though, is it?
So if anyone's seen her, my name is Fred, and I live in Plymouth. Thanks.
Good effort, Fred.
Good effort, Fred. That's what I say as well.
And this last one is a job offer.
Okay.
Personal texting assistant. Looking for an assistant to help in texting duties.
Right, so they can't do it themselves?
No.
Replies, deleting texts, alerting of new texts, reading texts, filtering text. I get 40 to 50 texts an hour. I can't handle my workload plus texting responsibilities.
40 to 50 an hour?
I'd be amazing at this because I can text really fast.
Yeah.
So I thought I could maybe do this one
whilst watching
during the show.
How many texts do you think you get a day?
No way that many. 10, 15 maybe?
I'd say about 10.
Oh, no.
See, how many do you get?
It's probably because I send more, but I think I get more than that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm more popular.
Oh, you're so popular.
No, it's not like that. I'm just saying that I send more because I...
My phone gets too full and needs deleting every couple of hours. This is a full-time position and you must be wherever I am at because my phone is, well, always with me. Serious inquiries only. Compensation, £10 an hour.
That's good.
That's
money
a good hourly
for
rate,
deleting
isn't it?
And reading out text.
That is good, actually. I'm not quite up to 40 or 50 an hour, though, so that is quite a lot, isn't it? Anything else that you fancy from Becky's Classifieds, then let me know. 81199. There are loads of people that want the pea popping key ring from earlier.
Oh, that was good.
Everyone's searching for that online now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.